Welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike, Season 9, Episode 5. You know, I got a new album out called He's Coming Back. It was going to be a 10-song album, but it ended up only being 5. Well, now I got another 5 of them done. The second part of that album is complete, but I can't release any of it yet. So I'm holding them off. I'll be doing some of them live here. I'm in the process of getting some live dates worked up. Probably starting in April, maybe end of March. I got some stuff on the books for May. But I'll be doing some of those songs, the new ones, or the newest ones that won't be out. The newest songs that won't be out on CD, I'll be doing those live. And they're really cool, man. They're different. Still me, but they're a little bit different in a good way. I'm really looking forward to getting out there with them. But through all the stuff that has been happening, God is still giving me the music. And it's still, and in between it all, has still let me find time to write and record. The goal is souls. I can't stress it enough. That's why we do what we do. That's why I do what I do. Now, going forward, I don't know what's going to happen music-wise. I don't know if I'll still get blackballed for the most part or what. It doesn't matter. Really doesn't. I'm just going to keep putting it out there and take every opportunity I get. Somebody will include me on a show with them, or somebody books me, or whatever, however. I will be willing to go and do it. I just pray people will be reached and ministered to by the music God has given me. The process is pretty cool, though. One of the guys was asking me in church, "Man, Hunter, how do you come up with all that? What's your process?" Well, the process is, I don't know, there's actually a process, really. I just listen. I listen for hook lines, or I listen for ideas for a song. I get them from people, really. I pulled them out of my pastor. He said something, he'll be saying something. He'll say a little line or something, and I'll write that down. I'll get my phone out, and I'll type that out. I got song bites or song lyrics, song hooks, whatever you want to call them. I got tons of those written down. My friend come by, he'll say something. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write a song about that. Something will happen, like the two bobby pins and 35 cents fell out the pew. Well, ended up writing the two bobby pin song. Just things like that. And I'll find, you know, it's just the way it works. That's the way God wired me. And then when I'm lucky enough, you know, I get to write with people like Randy Fincham, Steve Robertson, Jim Sartain, Randy Boudreau. I got one we just recorded. I'm so excited about it. I really am. It's so, I wake up humming this tune. Wake up singing it. And I'm like, man, it's catchy. It's one me and Randy Fincham and Jim Sartain wrote together. Last time I was up at Mount Eagle. I'm really looking forward to releasing that one when the time comes. It'll be a while, though. I got one or two more to release off of He's Coming Back. And then I'll start with the project. And that one might be the title cut, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Still a lot of time left for that one. But that's the recording process. But that's the songwriting process. For me. And there's no right way to do it. Like, there's no set way to write songs. Everybody's different the way they write. Now, in completing the song, with technology today, I don't have to go to the studio. I like being in the studio. I really do. But the studio I use is about 10 hours away from me in Covington, Georgia. So it's a pretty neat process. I get my phone out and my acoustic guitar, and I sing a song. Then I send them that file of me singing on the phone. I write the words out, and I put the keys on top of where the words and where it needs to change. And then anything specific that I want, like I need the bridge in halftime and then go back to regular time. Or I'll hum how I want the intro to be or whatever. And if they got questions, they'll call me. Let me go over this with you, Hunter. Then they'll play the track. They'll email it back to me. I'll listen to it. Yeah, man, I like that. Or I'll say, hey, can you do this? Whatever. Once I like the track, I will record my vocal to it. So I am set up. I don't have to go to Covington to record my vocal. I can record it here at the radio station. I have my own vocal mic set up here. So I record my vocal here at the station. And I email them my vocal. And I email a reference track where I put the vocal along with the track that they sent. And then I email that to them. And then they do the final mix. Get it radio ready. And then they send that to me for my final approval. And if I say, yeah, man, I like that. That's good. Let it go. Or I might say, can you put the background vocals higher? Or can you pull my voice down? Can you make the lead less in here? Whatever. And once the changes are made, they send it back and I like it. They're like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. And then they make the changes and they send it to me. Now, that's pretty cool that you can do that. It's a lot easier. But I like being in the studio and doing it. Now, for the Prodigal Part 2, I went in the studio in Covington and did 9 songs in about 2 hours. I recorded the vocals for 9 songs in 2 hours. But I love doing studio work. Here, this way, when one song's ready, you can just do it. You don't have to drive 9 hours for one song. You just do it. And that really works out well. And that's what I love about Covington. Of course, I'm talking about Tune Designer. Those guys really do well. And the reason I like using those guys is because they've been playing together for about 10 years or more. So they're more like a band. Now, Nashville has A-list musicians. And anybody, they're plug and play. And it's going to sound just like Nashville. It's going to sound, no matter who you get, it's going to sound just like it's supposed to. Because it's plug and play. All session players, they have that ability to sound like Nashville. But here in Covington, there's a cohesiveness that you can only get from being together for that long. Like a band. So I opt out to have that band feel. So it's more like a band. It's more like your own sound because you got a band that's playing. Like a studio band, really. But these guys been playing together for so long, they read each other. They know where each other's going to go musically. And I was looking to kind of develop a sound. And that's what I've done with these guys. They can play anything. They can do anything. But it just kind of tailor-made a sound for me because I don't sound like anybody. I sound like me. And that's okay with me because I don't sound like anybody else. And I don't need to. So with these guys, you got that band sound. And that's what I like. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody, but it's for me. That's why I like using them. And I developed a great relationship with them. And that's pretty much how the recording process goes. And I do believe God put those folks with me. I went and met them before I started recording. I went and met them. Some godly people. And I've been using them basically from the beginning. I did one song in Nashville, and the rest of the songs have all been with those guys in Covington. and they have been a true blessing and have created the Hunter Logan Sound. And so I'm really looking forward to getting out there again. I'm not going full time into music. That's been done already. I'm not looking to getting on the road, but I am looking forward to playing some dates and doing what God has me do ministry wise, whatever that is. I'm open to all of that. So hopefully I'll get to come in your area. Hopefully you'll come out and see me and we can have a great time in the Lord. Until the next time, check out thehunterlogan.com for me. Check out my YouTube channel, the music. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you.
Oh, preacher now.